The cafeteria of Hawks Rise is packed with kids as Childs High School's drum section and cheerleaders join in for a big pep rally. Principal Evie Friend says that's not a usual occurrence at her school, and the kids are hyped.
Those little elementary school kids, they don't know what to think about it.
Hawks Rise has been named a National Blue Ribbon School of Excellence. The federal honor is won two ways, high academic performance or narrowing the achievement gap. Hawks Rise won for academics, a feat that comes as both federal and state education standards have grown increasingly complicated.
I think continuing with our vision of challenging children, supporting children, working closely with our parents, with our community, with mentors, recognizing that our children, if they're supported, they will rise to the occasion.
Hawks Rise was also a winner in 2000, and it joins Killarn Elementary and Kate Sullivan as a two-time winner. Past recipients include Sealy, Deer Lake Middle School, DeSoto Trail, and Gilchrist Elementary. The Blue Ribbon program recognizes public, private, and charter schools. Last year, the honor was given to Gadsden County's Crossroads Academy, a charter school where most of the students are from low-income families. Leon County's winning schools have mostly been from more affluent neighborhoods, something that's not gone unnoticed by Superintendent Jackie Pons.
We're closing the achievement gap. But even when you do that, it is much more difficult for those schools to get over this type of bar because of the high caliber the bar set at such a high rate that it is very difficult. But what we believe in Leon County is that every child can be anything they want to be if they believe it and they work at it. So our goal is one day, hopefully all of our schools will be Blue Ribbon schools.
The latest Blue Ribbon recognition comes as the county begins to work on a concept called community schools. It's a school where students can get health care and social services, increasing the support that Hawks Rise principal Evie Friend says is critical. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.